Senator Berger, do you want to speak to this, or we want to move right into the vote?
Mr. President.
You have the floor, Senator.
To explain the resolution. Members, this resolution basically says when the House and the Senate adjourn on the date this resolution is ratified, they stand adjourned sine die from the fifth extra session. I ask your support for the resolution.
Do we have any discussion or debate? Hearing Senator Blue, for what purpose you ask?
To debate the resolution.
Senator Blue, you have the floor to debate the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. President. And before I make my comments, I certainly want to extend everybody the happiest of Christmas and holiday greetings. But I will say this much. I got a resolution yesterday that made me change all of my plans 4 days before Christmas, change all family plans and everything else with a resolution issued saying that we came here to do some work and solve a problem. First, I think it was a tremendous and absolutely unforgivable abuse of our time to issue a resolution when there wasn't some clear indication of what we were supposed to accomplish. You know, most of the people in this chamber are pretty intelligent. Elected members in this chamber are pretty intelligent. And we can muddle our way through stuff and figure it out if it's given to us in a reasonable way. Now, we came here to solve a problem that apparently nobody had any clear idea as to how it was going to be solved. It's one thing if during the regular session we waste time and we do this kind of stuff. But, you know, we were here most of last week. Nobody plans all of these special sessions. We plan to be in the legislature and get our work done. Some of us do other things for a living. Some of us have families that are very important, and this is the time of the year that we spend extraordinary amounts of time with them. I just want to say that I know many of you feel the same way I do, that it is not normal to waste 4 days, and now it's going on 9 hours that we've been here, 8 or 9 hours, to accomplish nothing. And I wonder again, you know, I heard all of the news releases and all the statements by the governor that if certain things happened, we'd solve this problem. Well, we haven't solved it. Those who come back on January 10th or 11th or whenever we reconvene, 2 or 3 weeks from now, to put it plain, to start this process again, we'll be facing the same issues and the same problems. I can't blame this chamber for not ultimately reaching a resolution. But I would ask whether it's the governor or whether it's this chamber along with the other calling us back into session, that if you choose to do it, please have a plan that's clear enough that we can follow to vote something up or down and be done with it, and not simply continue to waste our time in these special sessions that get us deeper and deeper in the hole. I'm going to vote against this resolution because, again, I think that the governor issued this proclamation and he publicly stated that we had this problem solved. And if we've spent all day hundreds and hundreds of person hours, then there ought to be something coming out of it rather than for us to go home and tell folk we changed plans, we made them cancel flights and do all of those kinds of things for absolutely nothing. And so, you know, maybe we can't fix this, but my vote will be a protest vote, and hopefully in the future, before these kinds of things are done, people will have a better plan mapped out as to how we're going to accomplish what we say we're setting out to do.
Any further discussion? Great. Senator Brown, for a purpose you ask.
Quickly, speak about the resolution.
You have the floor, Senator.
I, too, want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. I know everybody's ready to get home to their families and grandkids and all the others. Again, we had a great opportunity, I think, to do some good work, and unfortunately it didn't happen. And I think there was a good effort to put forth something that could have moved us forward, but some chose not to take advantage of that effort, I guess. And that's unfortunate. Again, I feel like we're committed to try to find a solution. we come back into long session, and we'll continue to work at this. I think it's something that we all want to do, and I think we're all willing to work at. It's unfortunate we couldn't get it done this time, but we'll continue to work on it.
We have any further discussion or debate? Senator McKissick, for the purpose of your eyes.
Speak on the resolution.
Senator McKissick, you have the floor.
I want to thank everybody for being here today. The unfortunate part about what has happened is that we came back for a special session to repeal HB 2. The worst part of this is that we're worse off now than we were when we arrived. It's truly unfortunate that it is a missed opportunity. I'm afraid the public perception of North Carolina, rather than being enhanced, it's going to appear as if we doubled down and we failed. We had an opportunity today. Charlotte did everything they could this morning. They made a clean repeal of the action they took back on February 22nd of this year. Complete and total. No deadlines for this General Assembly taking action. They made a 100% commitment to do what was needed to make this happen today. I regret that we could not do our duty. We really owe it to our state. The damage that we've done to our brand, our name, our reputation are insurmountable. And every day we let HB 2 remain on the books, it's a scar on the name and reputation of North Carolina. The problem with the bill that we had before us was that, plain and simple, it repealed HB 2, which eliminated the capacity of towns and communities to have anti-discrimination ordinances. But in doing the repeal, we put a moratorium in place that had the same effect. They still couldn't adopt anti-discrimination ordinances. So what you give in the right hand, you take back in the left hand. The result is zero, a nullity. That's the problem. It was a missed opportunity. I hope that we can work together, Republicans and Democrats, to come up with a solution for this, for the good of our state. Because we can't afford to continue to have the scorn of the nation upon us, because it looks as if we're sanctioning discrimination. We don't intend to do that, I hope. I think we have good people in this state and good people in this chamber and on the chamber on the other side. But we got to come together collectively to solve this issue and solve this problem. Yes, there was skepticism, and rightfully so, because of some actions that have been taken about what would happen had we passed the bill that was before us. But the lack of trust and the lack of confidence, unfortunately, has been earned and deserved because of the way business has been conducted on occasions in the past. I ask each and every one of you, regardless of where you stand in terms of your districts, to let us come together as senators, to let our colleagues in the House come together. Maybe we need to establish a little committee to really look at how we do it. And we come in together in an inclusive way. I'd rather stay here now we're back and get the job done. But unfortunately, that's not going to happen, and it's not within my control. But that's what we came for. That was the business of the day. That was the order of the day. And unfortunately, we failed. And I'm afraid the public consciousness outside of the state will hold us accountable.
Senator Berger, for what purpose, your eyes?
Mr. President, I need to speak.
Senator Berger, you have the floor.
And I think we need to get out of here. Senator McKissick, you know as well as I do that I provided an opportunity for your caucus to know what this bill looked like before we took any votes. You know that. And you also know that Roy Cooper called every one of you and said, don't vote for that. Even after I had conversations with several of you that said, that sounds reasonable, makes sense, we ought to do that. I cannot believe this.
Any further discussion or debate?
Mr. President.
Senator McKissick, what purpose do you ask?
Speak a second time on the resolution.
Senator McKissick, you have the floor to speak a second time.
I can simply say that in terms of Governor-elect Roy Cooper reaching out to me and speaking to me, that did not occur. That did not occur. So I got to say that for the record. Now, I don't know who he may or may not have spoken to. I do believe that there was a perception in his behalf and on behalf of others who he spoke with that this was going to be a clean repeal. And unfortunately, what we ended up here today with was not a clean repeal. And I think the folks of Charlotte who really took a leap of faith this morning are the ones sitting back and with their thumb in the air and their minds wondering, what did we do and why?
Senator Tucker, what purpose do you ask?
Speak on the resolution.
Senator Tucker, you have the floor to speak to the resolution.
Ladies and gentlemen, I too want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, because we won't see each other, I hope, for a while. Today, we made every effort. The proclamation from the governor said to reconsider HB2, and that's exactly what we did. We had a plan. We have a plan. And we look back at the vote, and I voted to repeal HB2. And my friends on the back row, my Democratic friends, did not vote for it. And we could have had it off the books today. And we made every effort to consider your input. Senator Berger has been over backwards to do what he could to make you aware of what's going on. So we did not repeal HB2, Senator McKissick, which we could have done today had you voted in the affirmative, as I did. And let me just say, Senator Blue, honestly, I don't want to be here this week. But the only reason we're here this week is after three or four different promises to fully repeal the ordinance in Charlotte, they decided to do it Christmas week, halfway do it on a Monday, completely do it today, and then here we find ourselves, here at Christmas week, because Charlotte had the motivation, for whatever reason, to move forward this week. So we did have a plan, Senator McKissick. We did have a plan, Senator Blue, and we made every effort to give you and the rest of us, including me, an opportunity to vote down HB2 and get the negative stigma off North Carolina and also off of Charlotte, Senator Jackson. So to all of you, have a safe trip home. I'll vote for this resolution and get out of here. Thank you.
Do we have any further discussion or debate?
Mr. President.
Senator Bryant, for what purpose you rise?
To debate the resolution.
Senator Bryant, you have the floor.
I did not want to speak, but I feel compelled to. And with all due respect to Senator Tucker, this is like his bipartisan election bill. I think it's already been said that you divided the question because it was to get votes to repeal HB2 on the one hand and then have a moratorium on it on the other hand, which is not a repeal of it. It's just keeping it in the form of a moratorium rather than in the form of HB2. It's smoke and mirrors. It's a mirage. It's not real. And I don't know if you think the public is stupid or we're stupid or who's stupid, but it just does not make sense.
Gallery will come to order. Gallery will come to order. We're wrapping up business here, folks in the gallery, so if you'll hold it down, we'll get done. And we don't want to have to spend more time to clear the gallery. So, Senator Bryant, are you finished, or are you more time? Do we have any further discussion or debate? Hearing none, the question for the Senate is the passage of House Joint Resolution 2 on its second reading. All in favor, vote aye. Opposed, vote no. 5 seconds be allowed for the voting clerk. Record the vote. Thirty-two having voted in the affirmative and 16 in the negative, House Joint Resolution 2 passes the second read. Without objection, be read a third time.
The General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Do we have any further discussion or debate? Hearing none, the question for the Senate is the passage of House Joint Resolution 2 on its third reading. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Joint Resolution 2 passes its third reading, and it will be sent to the House.
Mr. President.
Senator Berger, for what purpose do you aye?
I move that the Senate do now adjourn, sine die, in accordance with House Joint Resolution 2, subject to the receipt of messages from the House and ratification of bills.
The motion of the Senate do now adjourn, subject to the fifth extra session, sine die, in accordance with House Joint Resolution 2, subject to the stipulation stated by Senator Berger, seconded by Senator Brock.
All in favor say aye. Opposed, no. The ayes have it. So it stands adjourned. Signing aye.
Thanks for spending our money so